Is this thing working?
Yes.
Hey, we're back. And you're listening to Black 47, Funky K. Lee. And this week, St. Patrick's Day week, here in the Shaw. I'm your host, Alderman Don Brown, filling in for Matt Flynn in this special All Things Waukesha this week. And was pleased to hear that my producer, Sam, here, not only born and raised in Waukesha, but also born to do the Funky K. Lee, like myself. Her dad's a huge Pogues fan, so many points there. And stay tuned as we work on putting together our Pogues cover band, the Lonesome Corn Crakes. And I think I do a pretty Shane McGowan, pretty good Shane McGowan. My teeth aren't so bad as his, but, you know. Anyway, speaking of Waukesha, there was a couple events I wanted to promote and kind of stumbled on here, but I found them here during the break. Waukesha Parks Recreation and Forestry District has announced the Playground Passport Challenge that started March 8th and runs through October 9th. It highlights the city's 31 park playgrounds, and residents of all ages are encouraged to visit each playground in the next 30-plus weeks, answer questions specific to each playground, and then earn prizes. So participants completing in the Playground Passport Challenge, again, they're eligible for prizes. Completed passports may be returned to Waukesha City Hall during the Waukesha Unlocked event, which I'm pleased to hear is coming back October 8th, 9th. And we're going to spend some more time about that in tomorrow's show. But the first 250 families to submit a completed passport will receive a playground game kit. All submitted passports will also be entered into a drawing to win the grand prize of a complimentary 2023 picnic shelter rental and picnic game kit. So that's a big prize as someone that's organized events in our parks. That's a terrific prize. So in addition, each Tuesday, already started since March 8th, a new playground challenge will be featured on the City of Waukesha's Facebook page. Each week, one participant of the Facebook challenge will win a prize. So, and this is sponsored by Pro Healthcare, and they have they've said that they're dedicated to improving our community's health and well-being, and promoting exercise, recreation, and time spent outdoors with family and friends. It's vital for our healthy lifestyle, and to me, it's also, as I in my show with Beth Moulton, we talked about this. I think our parks are the jewels of our city. We have so many great parks, and I'm proud that there's at least three in our neighborhood. Actually four. And all of them really within walking distance too. So, and I know there's other Waukesha residents that can say the same thing. So what else can we say in that? Oh, and then also from Parks Recreation Forestry, they have their Runaway Bunny event that you can register for the Family Adventure Walk. So registration for the Runaway Bunny Family Adventure Walk is now open. It takes place on Saturday, April 9th in Frame Park. The walk is part of the Building Brighter Futures campaign and is a fundraiser for the Waukesha Parks Recreation and Forestry Financial Assistance Fund. It's a 1.7-mile adventure walk. It'll feature activity stations around Frame Park Trail, including reading the Runaway Bunny book and exploring the dream through activities, completing a Tally the Dream challenge to receive a sweet treat, petting a rabbit at the petting station, participating in boat races, and says there's a take-home boat too, designing your own bunny ears, exploring trees. So, and there's a litany of other activities going on with this event, so check that out for your family. So, oh, we got a caller here. It looks like it's Matt Flynn. So did I just click on this, Sam? Or no, I just say hello? Is he on the air? What do I do? Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm good, Don. Yeah, thanks. Listen, I'm listening. I think you're doing a great job. Appreciate you doing it.
Thank you.
But Don, I don't want to, kind of photobomb your show, but I just
Glad you're here.
I just want all our listeners who are listening right now, as I watch the developments in Ukraine, Don, I am getting so angry and so concerned. I urge everyone listening to call all your elected representatives and tell them to call Joe Biden and tell him to send planes to Zelensky in Ukraine. There's a genocide going on. They're going to be bringing Chechenian troops in there to torment the people. These are troops from Chechnya, Islamic troops who've acted with extreme brutality elsewhere. And they're leveling apartment buildings, killing people. NATO has overwhelming military superiority. I don't think it's going to trigger any kind of a threat of nuclear war. It's not an attack on Russia. But you can't stand by and on the Polish border and look across and see Ukrainians being butchered. You can't do it anymore. I'm goddamn angry about this. And I'm just telling everybody, consider calling members of Congress and the Senate in Wisconsin and tell them, call Joe Biden and get those goddamn planes into Ukraine. Okay, I'm sitting here watching apartments buildings being bombed, and that's enough. So anyway, Don, I know that's a little different from part of
no,
the show.
This is great.
But it's just, you know, there's a genocide going on. There's a genocide. This guy's a little Hitler. This guy, Putin, with nuclear weapons. And, and I get the deal. But, you know, Don, it's just as easy for Biden to say, look, we're doing this as a humanitarian gesture. We need corridors to get people out. And there's got to, we've got to stop the bombing of civilians. And that's going to stop right now. Period. End of story. I do not see the Russians going to a nuclear option on that, and they would be eliminated. Obviously, we don't want that. But if we don't do it now, they will threaten next time. In a month, they'll say, drop the sanctions or we'll go nuclear. Give us Poland or we'll go nuclear. Give us Estonia. You know, when does it stop? And it's got to stop right now.
Sure. Hey, Matt, I'm really glad that you called, because, you know, one question that could benefit our listeners is, because, you know, I'm following it on the mainstream media. In my take so far is that Ukrainians are holding their own. Russia, the invasion hasn't met the timetable of completion that I think that Putin had anticipated, that there's a strong resistance. But then I hear what you're saying, and there's a different scenario that we're not at yet. There is either a genocide going on now or a potential genocide. And would love, what are some good media resources that you recommend for people to check out to learn more about this and get the, you know, and I hate to say the real story. I'm not maybe discounting what's being said on mainstream media, but we all know that, you know, there's a tendency for it to be watered down, or, you know, advertisers, you know, may not want to hear the really hardcore news. Well, you know, what are some good resources for people to check out to really get the scoop on what's going on over there?
Yeah, the two best resources, Don, and here is what's going on. There's a right wing social network that's taking Putin's point of view. So if you listen to that, or if you listen to Tucker Carlson, who's a traitor, I mean, he's betrayed us to the Russians. He'll come right out and side with Putin.
Which I can't
figure out.
But
putting that aside, but yeah, believe it or not, the two that I am getting the best info from, and you can call them mainstream, but they're cable, and they're more 24/7, are MSNBC and CNN. I mean, they have Clarissa Ward on CNN reporting right from Kyiv. And then they have people like Ali Velshi reporting from Poland and Hungary.
Sure.
And we have people in country, and they're showing the video. I think that's very legitimate video. But I just leave you with this, because here's the deal. There is a genocide going on. The tactic that's being used was used by the Nazis on Leningrad in the siege of Leningrad for 1,000 days. They starve people, and they shoot them if they try to get out. They're encircling these cities. They did it in medieval times. Mm-hmm. You know, the Romans at Masada, you starve people until they commit suicide. There's a genocide. We've got to get them those planes, get them to them, and call Baldwin and call Johnson and call all our congressmen, everybody, and get those planes to them and start backing them up militarily. As you can see, I'm exercising on this.
No, I appreciate it, because I remember hearing about the planes as an option as long ago as a week ago. And kind of surprised that hasn't happened yet. I know there's some brinksmanship, or there's some, you know, we're all walking on eggshells here. But it's, you know, you make another good point, too. Or, you know, like some mainstream media outlets are saying, oh, yeah, this is something we'd expect in the Middle East or in Africa, and, you know, and not in the civilized world. But what we overlook is the fact that Europeans have been butchering each other for centuries. And this idea of like a united, like, white race, you know, with European roots, that never really existed until Americans settled, you know, the colonies and realized that they were the minority. But this hatred, this tribal hatred that goes on in Europe, it's just unfathomable. I mean, Should we have not have learned what happened in the old Yugoslav Republic in the 90s? Where, I mean...
Yeah, bingo.
Yeah.
Well, and not only that, this business of trying to racialize this now, and well, you know, this is, the point of the matter is, Ukraine right now, Ukraine, when Stalin went in 45, he, part of his objective was to eliminate the Ukraine Greek Catholic Church. They murdered all the priests or threw them in the gulag. There's no separation of church and state over there. They will murder your indigenous, your native religious traditions. And they are coming in, and they are just slaughtering people. That's the focus right now, not the focus about lamenting racial divisions elsewhere. Mm-hmm. We got to stop these guys. He's a Hitler with nuclear weapons, and he threatens sometimes, but he backs down. And they're going to say, get rid of the sanctions. Give us Poland. Give us Finland and Sweden, because they're not in NATO. Enough's enough.
Yeah,
this, we have to generate enough pressure to get them to assassinate them themselves. But sure. I feel very strongly about this. I've been watching this. You know, I'm on vacation. I'll be back next week. But for the love of Pete, it's about time we do something. Everybody out there, call the congressmen and call the senators. And, Don, thank you very much for letting me photobomb your show.
Yeah, Matt, thanks so much for calling in. And call any time this week.
Okay.
Hey, where are you vacationing? Is it okay if I ask?
In an undisclosed location, but the state begins with an F and ends with an A.
All right. So, good. Guess enjoy that good. Warm weather. Okay. And please call any time this week.
You got
week.
It.
All right. Thanks,
Thank
Matt.
Thank you very much, Don. Keep
you
up the
it.
Good work. Bye-bye.
You got
Thank
it. You. So, what Matt Flynn said, I know this is a local show, but acting locally, thinking globally, please call your legislators national to show your support for Ukraine and for well, just decency internationally. So I got another caller. CJ is on the line. Hello, CJ. No? Oh, we're going to a break. I guess we're going to talk to CJ when we come back from the break. So thanks, Sam.